Let's get to know Philip, shall we? This is a unique game where these simple questions we can find out about you.
All right. You're not going to make me pronounce street names in Hawaii, right?
I am not.
Okay, good.
All right, so you're going to go live the rest of your life on an exotic Hawaiian island.
All right.
You can only take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned this because I said this on the air one day and ended up a viewer sent us a box of them, Kit Kat.
I think
I love the Kit Kat.
Now, freezer or no freezer?
No freezer. But it can't be melted. Once it's melted, it's defiled.
Now,
have you ever had chocolate that's been melted and then it rehabbed itself?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the same.
Coagulated.
It's just not the same.
It is just deformed. Now, do you take the whole bar and bite off of it?
Oh, no.
Do you snap? You
no,
snap
I snap it. And then I'll eat each one individually. I'm kind of anal when it comes to stuff like that.
So
like,
you go top to bottom wafer?
I go side to side, and then I have one piece, and it's like a carrot stick or something.
Gotcha.
All right, you can take one kind of food that you'll eat the rest of your life on the island. What will the food be?
I love these because we've had this game where okay, you got to eat one thing for the rest of your life, and this is going to be an odd thing. But I think it's the one thing I know I could eat. A hash brown from McDonald's.
Oh, my God. How is that our first hash brown from McDonald's?
I know it's not the filet mignon. but I can always eat a hash brown from McDonald's. I love them.
I love how specific, because it's from McDonald's.
Yes.
Oh, it has to be, you know. A little extra salt, maybe. Because if I'm going to be on this island by myself, I don't need to worry about living a long time.
Right.
So, you know, the coronary disease and all that doesn't matter.
All right, you can take one album.
Oh, wow.
These next two are where people tense
trip up.
Okay, I think it's Set This Circus Down by Tim McGraw.
You're a country fella.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Tim McGraw, that's the album. I think it's the name of the album. But yeah, that one I love.
And how bangable is his wife, Faith Hill? I've had her so many times.
My wife might be listening, so I'm just going to say I'm happy they've been together for a long time. You know.
All right, you can take one movie. What will it be?
Forrest Gump.
Ooh.
Period.
Oh, boom. Quick. Done. I think that's been my favorite movie forever because here's my guidance on movies. Sometimes you have to be in a certain mood to go to a movie,
right.
Drama, comedy, whatever. If you think back on Forrest Gump, A, it had a lot of cool special effects at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I did not know these questions, but that movie's got humor, it's got drama, it's got all of these various things. It's got
emotional.
A great message. The message is, if you're always telling the truth, you know, things will work themselves out. And I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a great, we just rewatched it not that long ago.
And you watch that movie, you don't think Tom Hanks playing somebody, you think Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, that one, I love that movie.
For conversation's sake, somebody to talk to.
Uh-huh.
Dead or alive, they'll be in their prime. Somebody on the island that you can have conversation with.
Can't be your wife.
Can't be my wife. You know, did you guys, you know, we talked, Todd Donahoe was talking about Tim Duncan the other day. You know, Greg Popovich said that would be his person, was Tim Duncan, that he would want to sit down and talk with. You know, I've thought of this before, oddly enough, and this is going to be a weird one too. Bobby Knight.
Oh. Wow.
Because I think he's much more complex than just what we in the media, we people generally know. I've read books about him and seen him, and he's remarkably loyal to his friends. He's seems to be intelligent. Now, there's a lot of things I don't agree with him on.
Yeah, but Philip,
but would you want somebody that you agree with everything?
Yeah, but if you had somebody on the island, you'd have to dodge chairs.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Is he going to be on the island with me? I just thought it was a conversation.
No. He's living there.
Oh, man. I don't know that I want to live with him. I thought maybe a dinner or something. I thought maybe you come in and then you depart.
All right. Last question. For sexual gratification, somebody that you can have sex with, it cannot be your significant other.
Well, since I have a significant other, I don't get to have this as even a question.
Even a hypothetical?
like the top five laminated, yeah. Like Ross and Friends.
There's somebody you perv on. Who is it?
Wow. This is out of left field. I like to think that I... No, I... Wow, I don't. Let me help you out. Please.
A lot of times when guys struggle with being honest about this stuff, they go with a vintage beauty, the Marilyn Monroes, the Lana Turners.
I will say on Twitter, I saw Audrey Hepburn yesterday, and some of the folks that I follow this classic pictures.
Me too. Twitter.
Yeah, and it was a picture of her sitting on a balcony somewhere, and I was like, wow, she's beautiful. Thank you. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
I'll say Sophia Loren.
Yes, there you go.
You know, how about that?
Sounds good.
How about just unhealthy attraction to as opposed to pervy? can we do that?